Oklahoma appear to be working on staying in the Big 12. Rhodes said Wednesday that he's happy with the direction the beleaguered conference appears to be heading and what that means for his program. Rhodes' comments came one day after the Pac-12 squashed any hope of Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, and Texas Tech joining that conference, which would have been a deadly blow to the Big 12. Rhodes says the Big 12 is a pretty good football conference and a strong one overall. Iowa State spokesman Steve Malko told the Associated Press Wednesday that Athletic Director Jamie Pollard declined to comment on the Big 12 situation. University of Texas officials say they are open to a new revenue-sharing model in the Big 12, and they've already suggested that top-level television and cable money be shared equally. But Athletic Director DeLoss Dodds says the school doesn't want to share any of the money from its Longhorn network. It's a 20-year, $300 million deal with ESPN. Dodds says Big 12 athletic directors approved months ago Texas's offer to equally share other media revenue around the league. He says the plan has not been voted on by league presidents. Oklahoma State's governing board has granted University President Burns Hargens the power to move the school's teams to a different conference. Hargens says Wednesday's move was important even after the Pac-12 was taken off the table as a potential destination because there are a lot of moving parts here and we may have to make decisions fast. Hargens says his first priority is to stabilize the Big 12 and remain in that conference, but he rejected the notion that Oklahoma State's current home is its only option. A person with knowledge of the discussions tells the Associated Press that Navy and Air Force are the top choices for Big East expansion, but as football-only members. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity on Wednesday because the conference doesn't want to publicly disclose its plans. Navy currently is an independent, while Air Force plays in the Mountain West Conference. The Big East is regrouping after Syracuse and Pittsburgh decided to join the Atlantic Coast Conference. Multiple officials at Connecticut say the school is not committed to staying in the Big East Conference and continues to look at other conference options. The officials, who asked that their names not be used because of the sensitive nature of the negotiations, denied that Connecticut and Rutgers agreed to stay in the conference during a three-hour meeting among Big East football members on Monday. Commissioner John Marinato emerged from that meeting to say that all the members had pledged to each other that they are committed to moving forward together. Hardly anyone expected Iowa State to get off to a 3-0 start. It's not necessarily a mirage, though. After surviving a major scare from FCS school Northern Iowa, the Cyclones stunned Iowa in triple overtime after scoring just 15 points against the Hawkeyes in three previous meetings. Iowa State then hit the road, and after a dreadful first quarter from quarterback Steele Jantz, they rallied to upset Connecticut 24-20 last weekend and post their best start in 6 years. The surging Cyclones, picked ninth in the 10-team Big 12's preseason poll, have this week off before they host number 19 Texas on October 1st in their conference opener. Coach Paul Rhodes says the Cyclones are fortunate to be 3-0, but Rhodes adds that fortune will go away once the league play begins. North Dakota State has added to its list of football bowl subdivision opponents in upcoming seasons. Athletic Director Gene Taylor says the Bison will travel to Iowa to open the 2016 season. Taylor confirmed the game to the Forum newspaper and a local TV station just days before the Bison traveled to take on Minnesota. NDSU is getting $350,000 for the Gophers game. The school is guaranteed $500,000 for the Hawkeyes game. NDSU is a football championship subdivision school. Future FBS opponents include Colorado State next season, Kansas State in 2013, and Iowa State in 2014. All of those are road games for the Bison. In NFL news, it's the Kansas City Chiefs were among the best teams in the league last season at protecting the football. That's one of the reasons they went a surprising 10-6 and won the AFC West. The law of averages has not been kind to them early this season, though. KC has turned the ball over 9 times in 2 lopsided losses to Buffalo and Detroit, and that puts them on pace for 72 turnovers this season, which would easily set an NFL record. The Chiefs will have to do much better starting Sunday at San Diego if they have any intention of turning around a season that is already on the slide. Well, somewhat miffed, Deion Grant denied faking an injury to slow down the St. Louis Rams' no-huddle offense and give the Giants' defense time to rest in Monday night's nationally televised game. The veteran safety insisted Wednesday that he hurt his right knee making a tackle on Cadillac Williams after an 8-yard run to the Giants' 7 late in the first quarter. The Rams told the NFL Tuesday that they suspected Tom Coughlin's team was faking injuries, and quarterback Sam Bradford added it was obvious the Giants were wasting time. On Wednesday, the NFL sent a memo to all 32 teams warning of fines, suspensions, and even the loss of draft picks if it determines players faked injuries during a game. A New York Giants receiver Dominic Hixon will miss the rest of the season after tearing the anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee for the second straight year. Hixon was hurt Monday night making a juggling 22-yard touchdown catch from Eli Manning in the Giants' win over the St. Louis Rams. Michael Vick took part in a morning walkthrough, and there is a chance he'll play against the NFC East rival New York Giants on Sunday. The Eagles QB suffered a concussion against Atlanta last weekend. Bills running back Fred Jackson is upset that there's been no progress toward renegotiating the final 2 years of his contract. The NFL's leading rusher is set to make $1.75 million this season. That makes him the 10th highest paid player on his team. Dallas coach Jason Garrett says he's hopeful Tony Romo will play in Monday night's game against the Washington Redskins. Garrett says his number one quarterback has been getting treatment for a fractured rib and a punctured lung, and hopefully he'll be ready for the game against the Cowboys' NFC East rival. Romo was injured during Sunday's contest. The Jacksonville Jaguars are turning to a rookie to run their offense. Coach Jack Del Rio says first-round draft pick Blaine Gabbert will be his quarterback Sunday at Carolina. The 10th overall selection out of Missouri is replacing Luke McCown, who threw 4 interceptions during last week's loss to the New York Jets in his 9th NFL start. Washington safety LaRon Landry says he plans on returning from his hamstring injury for Monday night's game against the Dallas Cowboys. The veteran QB has a defensive back, hasn't played in a game since last November 15th when his season ended early because of an Achilles tendon injury. 49ers wide receiver Braylon Edwards has undergone a surgical procedure on his injured right knee, and he'll be out for a while, though coach Jim Harbaugh refused to speculate or provide any further details. Titans defensive end Derek Morgan says the NFL fined him $7,500 for a late hit on Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco, and he plans to appeal for an action that was a split-second reaction. Indianapolis quarterback Peyton Manning was back at Colts practice. It's the second time this week that he was seen taking snaps around the practice field. The NFL's only 4-time MVP is expected to miss at least 2 months and possibly the entire season after having neck surgery to repair a herniated disc on September 9th. On to baseball now, where the Yankees' nearly annual trip to the postseason has been locked up. New York swept a doubleheader from Tampa Bay by identical 4-2 scores yesterday. The loss drops Tampa Bay to 2.5 games out of the wild card chase. The Yankees have their 12th AL East title in the last 16 years. Elsewhere in the AL, Ian Kinsler and Josh Hamilton hit 8th-inning home runs to help Texas edge Oakland 3-2. That win reduced the Rangers' magic number to 3 for clinching the AL West. Vladimir Guerrero's tie-breaking 2-run single in the 8th inning gave Baltimore a 6-4 win over struggling Boston as the Red Sox continue to struggle to hang on to the wild card lead. Dan Heron allowed a run on 4 hits over 8 innings, leading the Angels to a 7-2 win over Toronto, and that helps to move the Angels within 2.5 games of Boston in the AL wild card chase. Elsewhere, it was Detroit beating Kansas City 6-3, the White Sox 8-4 over Cleveland, and also it was Seattle beating Minnesota 5-4. In the National League, Arizona inched closer to wrapping up the National League West with an 8-5 win over Pittsburgh, as the Diamondbacks reduce their magic number for clinching the division to 2. Atlanta continues to struggle as it tries to wrap up the National League wild card. Javier Vasquez allowed only 2 hits in 7 innings, leading Florida to a 4-0 win. The Braves have dropped 13 of their last 20 games, and that's opened the door for St. Louis, which is now just a game and a half out of the wild card lead. David Fries hit a 3-run homer and drove in 5 runs to help the Cardinals hold off the Mets 6-5. Elsewhere, Milwaukee's drive to clinch the National League Central was stalled in Chicago as the Cubs picked up a 7-1 win in their home finale for the season. Milwaukee still has a magic number of 3 to clinch the division. Elsewhere, it was San Francisco beating the Dodgers 8-5. That just keeps the Giants' fading playoff hopes alive. Also, it was the Nationals beating Philadelphia 7-5, and San Diego defeated Colorado by a final of 4-0. In other baseball news, the Oakland Athletics have reached agreement on a 3-year contract to keep Bob Melvin as their permanent manager. The 49-year-old Melvin took over in an interim capacity when Bob Guerin was fired in June and enters the game against visiting Texas with a 42-49 record. Cubs manager Mike Quadi says he expects to return next season despite Chicago's 69-87 record and numerous changes ahead, including the hiring of a new general manager. Quadi has 1 year left on his contract. He got the job after an impressive stint as an interim manager at the end of the 2010 season. The Blue Jays third baseman Brett Lowry broke his right middle finger while fielding grounders during batting practice, and he'll miss the rest of the season. He's a 21-year-old rookie. He was hitting .293 with 9 homers and 25 RBIs in 43 games. Omar Vizquel wants to return to the majors for his 24th major league season. The 44-year-old thinks he can continue to perform at a good level. He played 58 games for the White Sox so far this season, hitting .251. And in Olympic gymnastics news. U.S. champion Jordan Weber leads the team for next month's World Championships, which will serve as the main qualifier for the London Olympics. Weber, the 2008 Olympian Alicia Sacramone, also Allie Raisman, Anna Lee, Gabrielle Douglas, Michaela Maroney, and Sabrina Vega were selected to the team Wednesday night after a second selection camp at the Caroli Ranch outside of Houston. One of those seven will be an alternate on the squad. Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson, who only returned to competition in June, was not named to the world team. She was, however, selected for the Pan American Games. Fellow Olympians Chelsea Memel and Bridget Sloan also were selected for the Pan Am Games. The World Championships are set for October 7th through the 16th in Tokyo. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.